At the moment, W and the gang are lost in a desert somewhere in Central Asia. On the way, they've set lions on journalists, blown up a school in Kyrgyzstan, gassed some camels, murdered a hamster, and now they're being tracked by newscaster Connie Chung. Why? Because their mysterious big boss has sent them to start a war with Iran. He's hoping for two things: higher TV ratings and more tits. And in George W. and Co., he's got 'em.
Right, here we are in the middle of a desolate wasteland without any food or water. Any last words with the camera, Tony?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you shove that bloody video camera up your ass?
Nice one. We might be able to get that one on TV's rudest outtake show. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to fucking die.
Thank God. Finally, I can get a halfway decent deputy who won't criticize my education policies.
Another good thing is we can get moisture by sucking the sweat out of his shirt.
Jesus. I'd rather be in a police academy movie.
Out of my way. Ah! Ah! He's been sweating pure garlic and chili.
Hey, guys! There might not be any need to suck fatty sweat after all. I found a sign. It says wearing KY Jelly Stan. Where the heck's that?
KY Jelly Stan? My spiritual home.
It says Kyrgyzstan, you idiots. Shit, we're hundreds of miles from the pickup point. Well, that's it. We're really fucked. Even fatty doesn't contain enough moisture to get us out of here.
Look, horsemen. Thank God, we're saved. Hello there, we're over here.
Okay, guys, let me handle this.
No, George.
We owe our lasto in the deserto. Do you speak the Americano?
I say, has your friend had a touch of the sun?
Blimey, surely it isn't. Winky Armitage?
Well, Roger my goat, is that you, Tony?
Yes, that good, it's Winky Armitage.
Wanky who?
I was at public school with Tony, played bass in his band, Tony and the Blairites. What are you doing all the way out here?
Well, it's a bit complicated. But suffice it to say, we're hopelessly lost, and nobody knows where we are.
Kind of like the Democrats.
Golly, that's dangerous. This is bandit country.
Are we in Mexico?
No, nothing that exotic. Just ordinary bandits. The only problem for you is, I'm their leader.
Oh, shit!
My bushy will whack.
Hi, I'm Connie Chung, and I'm in Kyrgyzstan on the trail of President George Bush. I'm joined by a local peasant who might be able to help me.
Excuse me, but why are you talking like that? There is no TV camera here.
Don't worry, simple peasant. I always speak like this. Now stop trying to avoid the question. Have you seen George Bush? The public have a right to know.
Yes, I saw George Bush and some others being kidnapped. They went that away.
And so you heard it here first. The voice of people has spoken and it has said they went that away. This is Connie Chung, with a goat humping my leg.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
It's a good thing we bumped into Tony's friend instead of those Mexican bandidos, or we'd be in real trouble.
George, for the 37th time, there are no Mexican bandits, and we are in real trouble, because Tony's friend is going to sell us on eBay to the highest bidder.
I should have guessed Winky would turn out bad when he switched my guitar off during the sixth form battle of the bands.
At least he's got some taste.
Hello, chaps. I'm not talking to you, you turncoat. What sort of a friend auctions his mate on eBay?
Oh, come on, Tony. I'm only doing what three quarters of your party would do to you if they had the chance. Now, here's how the bidding's going.
Am I winning? Am I?
Oh, yes. We've got bids from everyone. Osama, Jacques Chirac, the Ayatollah, Fidel Castro.
Yeehaw! See, Connie? I told you I was popular.
In fact, so many people want a piece of you that I've decided that's exactly how I'm going to auction you off. In pieces. So far, Osama's bid $3 million for your left testicle, and Saddam's lawyers have bid $2 million for your right.
Hey, Condi, I can't wait to see the looks on their faces when they find out I already gave my balls to the oil cartels 10 years ago.
Fatso's wife has bid $10 bob and a pickled egg to get him back.
That's true, love.
Sly Stallone's offered me $1 million just to keep Arnie here.
Right, that's it. Stallone, I'll be back. A And when I find you, I'm going to stamp on your face until it's as ugly as your mama's.
And as for Tony...
Don't tell me the bidding's so frenetic you can't keep up with it.
Not really, no. We haven't had any bids for you at all.
No bids? But it's me, Tony B. People love me. Are you sure you've set the auction up correctly?
Tony Blair, no votes.
What about me? Ain't anyone interested in little old me?
I've just sold you to a billionaire Russian oil oligarch, and he's here to pick you up.
Did you say billionaire?
Yes, apparently he's seen some pictures of you on the internet and wants you as his wife. So I'm afraid you'll have to say goodbye to your friends forever.
Candy, are you really going to leave me?
You bet, sugar. Come on, Winky. I've got a billionaire to marry. See you. Wouldn't want to be you.
What the devil's going on out there?
Hi, I'm Connie Chung, and here's the news. This is a dramatic rescue.
Ew, me nedgers.
And now he'll never ride a horse again. Then, with the cat-like grace for which he is rightly famous, Miss Chung released the captives.
I don't know who you are, love, but thanks.
God damn it, Chung. I was going to live the life of luxury with a billionaire.
Yeah, you were going to leave me, Condi. I don't think I can ever forgive you.
Oh, I've got a lollipop for you if you want it, sugar.
Oh, please, please, I'll be your best friend forever.
Wag my bush, come on.
It's great to be home, John. That was the most efficient rescue ever. Connie Chung should make a career out of it.
Aye, she even agreed to give my videotape of the trip to the producer of America's Funniest Home Videos. We'll be quids in.
Only one thing worries me. Why hasn't the big boss slaughtered us yet? Oh, shit! Spoke too soon.
Hello?
Boss! How are you?
Spare me the kangaroo crap, Blair. I just wanted to say, well done. You lot totally cocked up the mission to start the war in Iran, but you've saved the day, Tony.
I have?
Releasing that video was inspired. It's going to give me headlines for months.
What, the video of bloopers from our trip?
No, the other one. Turn on your TV and you'll find out. I always thought you were a gutless wimp, Blair, but you've proved me wrong. Good on you, mate.
Well, are we fucked?
No, he just said turn on the TV.
Now say it, you hot Prime Minister.
You're the mistress of the night! The goddess of my dreams!
And that is just the start of a two-hour film of unspeakable acts that can only be shown on our pay TV channels. This is Connie Chung, back on TV.
Oh, bugger. I must have given her the tape of you and Shireen said the holiday one.
John!
Now, Tony, put the video camera down. No! Take the wide-angle lens off before you shove it up me warrant!
At least the big boss is happy, even if Fatty isn't. And who knows, maybe George and Tony will invade Iran anyway. I'm Connie Chung, and you can join me for more adventures next time on...
Oi, that's my job. Bitch.
Whack my bush.
What about me? Ain't anyone interested in little old me?
Well, I've just sold you to a Russian oil oligarch, and he's here to pick you up.
Did you say billionaire?
No, I didn't.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Oh.